If you could just leave some words of wisdom for traders that deep inside are entrepreneurs, because they got it. A lot of traders got it mistaken.
Yeah.
They are trying to cover up the entrepreneurial side by saying, I just want to be a full-time trader.
Exactly.
When really, they just want to be in control of their lives. And that is an entrepreneur.
That's
so fact. I want you to speak to that trader, but they really an entrepreneur. Speak to them and give them some advice before we get out of here.
If you get into trading, but deep down, you know that you're an entrepreneur, your goal is to just get your time back. That's the number one goal. You're trying to get your time back. So treat trading as a business. Treat it as if it was your kid, because you got to cherish it. You got to grow it, got to water it. Sometimes it may not grow a little bit, but that's okay though. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like my advice for any entrepreneur that's into trading is just enjoy the process. Because I remember when I was at my job and I wasn't making a lot of money. And I'm like, man, one day I'm going to get out of this. You got to trust yourself, trust the vision, and pray. I don't, like, a lot of people don't pray, bro. I don't know why. Like, our generation, we don't, like, nobody go to church, nobody pray. I was doing a lot of prayer. Like, it was by myself. I go on a jog, pray, like, man, something's going to come up. Something's going to happen. Something is going to bless me to get to the point where I am financially free.
Yeah.
So people got to really truly believe and have faith in what they're doing. You cannot do something and kind of be halfway on the board. Like, you got to be full, like, all the way on the board. Like, you cannot play with it. So my advice is just believe in yourself and keep consistently growing. Even if you had a rough week, keep going that next week. It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For sure.
Man, if you can look into your camera, and I just want you to talk to that trader that may be struggling right now.
Yeah.
That may, man, I just lost my account.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my Forex funds is not here no more.
Yeah.
I lost my account. That was my only account. Or I just invested into a challenge. I was ready to go. I went big because I thought I was ready this time, right? Yeah. I know you did a whole video about this, encouraging. But if they didn't see that video, right?
Yeah.
Give them some encouragement to keep going.
Yeah, yeah, man. So when I maybe about two and a half years ago, I was in a group and we were all trading Tesla. And I had over leveraged, you know, and I was like $1,700 in red in drawdown. And I think I lost about $1,800 that day. And that's the most I had ever lost on a trade. And I reached out to this guy, big guy in our group, and he's like, yeah, man, I lost $180K. So, wow. And then I also just talked to two traders. One guy said he lost $900K with MFF, and he lost, and another guy lost $600K with MFF. Those are like higher. I didn't have that much with MFF, right? So it's like, you know, you may have taken a loss, but to put it in perspective, you're going to get it back. Trust me. Like, I made way more than that $1,800 I lost back then, you know, way, way more, right? 20, 30 times more. So what you lost is temporary, right? But the skill set is forever. So continue working on your skill, continue working on the craft, keep pushing. Don't think this is the end. This is not the end. Trust me. This was a lesson. You're going to take this L, the L is a lesson. You're going to take this lesson. You're going to continue forward, and you're going to look back and smile, because whatever happened to you is going to make you a better person. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you a better trader. You know, success is coming. Just keep going. Success is coming. Yeah.
I love it. And before we go, one more thing.
Yeah.
Five books out of the 40, five books that you would recommend a new trader to start reading right now.
Okay.
That would be a game changer.
Okay. Number one is Candlestick Bible. So yeah, man, we sleep on that book, but man, to me, it's like, it's such a foundational book, Candlestick Bible. Number two would be The Best Loser Wins By Tom Hogarth.
My boy yeah. Ralph got that from you.
Oh yeah, he
and
did.
He been reading it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, man, that's a key. Number three, or this is not an order. One good trade, Mike Bellafori. Yeah,
man,
teach you how to think like a professional.
Give you insight on like what can be done as a prop trader, bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Number four, I would say Market Wizards. Because it gives you a variety to see, like, there's different ways to trade. You know, it doesn't just put you in a box. And number five, man, it's hard. So many, it's hard. I'm trying to think of a broad range. Number five. What would be number five? Okay, technical or psychological?
Yeah, throw a technical in there. Because I feel like all those were, except for Candlestick Bible.
Yeah.
Were like more psychological.
Okay. Now I would say the more technical analysis using multiple time frames. Yeah, that's another one that everybody always says is a good one that I recommend it. Yeah, I recommend. Yeah.
And all of those are available on Audible,
Amazon. Some of them are Audible, but everybody, you can get everyone from Amazon though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. And walk me through this, right? You get these indicators built. Okay. You were struggling, a lot of things going on. How did you overcome what you were going through? Being in the market all the time, not having that life trade balance, right? How did you get from that version of Uncle P, then finding out all of this information about the market, getting those indicators made, to actually being profitable at this? And what was the response from your wife? To watch you, to see your dedication, right? How did all of that stuff play out? The triumph part.
Yeah. Through many tears, brother. Through many tears and much suffering, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I was talking with somebody the other day, and 2 days ago, actually yesterday, I met somebody at a business place, and we were talking. And I say quite often, by the time you actually make it to a certain level, you're so tired until making it doesn't really hold that much relevance like you thought it would, because the cost of the journey to get there was so treacherous, which is why I do what I do. I don't want people going through the journey that I went through. But I will say this. I remember my wife, I was working at this particular medical company as a medical salesperson doing, you know, medical sales. And I was trading, but I was still, you know, working at this company. And I remember one day they came in and they said, well, we're going to change the commission structure and this and that. And I was one of the top sales guys there, still trading. And I was, even while I was there, I was trading. Then I became popular at that job and people were coming to my desk and I was teaching them how to trade. Didn't even have Super Easy in place. But the company came and said, we're changing the commission structure and da, 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 da. And I left that meeting after prayer. I called my wife up and I said, you know what, babe, I think this is it. I need to leave. Watch this. I went in and talked to my managers and they was trying to keep me to stay because, you know, they love me there. I pulled out my phone and showed them how much I had made in trading that day. And they said, well, good luck. They had to let me go because I was doing better in trades than what they were going to be paying me. Now, at that point, my wife and I said, it's okay. She said, yeah, I give you my blessing. You worked hard. Go ahead and leave. And on that day, I gave my 2-week notice and I was still faithful for 2 weeks. You know how some people, they give 2-week notice, they act all snotty. Because I knew I was there no matter where God puts me, I want to be faithful. So I was faithful for the last 2 weeks and I did what I was supposed to do. Everybody happy and I'm still cool with the managers if I, you know, da, 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 da. So that's when I left. Okay. That's when I left and I never looked back. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Okay. So here's the deal. One other thing as far as success and making it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very important. Remember I told you about, and this is to help you guys with relationships for those who, because this fork journey can tear your relationship apart. Okay. We always talk about how to get there. That's cool. You'll make it. You'll make it. Just stick to whatever and you'll make it. But here's the point. I sat my wife down and we had a discussion. And I had this one. This makes all the difference, dear brother. Okay, watch this. I had a discussion with her because so many traders come in and they start demanding allegiance. I want to be a full-time forex trader. They're demanding allegiance for their significant other. That's an absolute no-no. Recipe for a breakup or divorce. The wise thing that I did was I sat my wife down and we had a discussion. What is it that you want to do? So that I'm also, while you're supporting my dream of me being an absentee husband trying to figure this thing out, but what is your dream? And she began to tell me what she wanted to do. And she said, I want to write books and this and that. She's a brilliant woman. I'm in her office now. That's why her office looked better than mine. So I got mine as a dude office, right? She got the bookshelves and, she's educated. So she graduated from Xavier University. She also graduated from Texas A&M. She's a smart woman. But she said, I want to quit my job and I want to write books. So I made it my goal to succeed in this business so that I could retire her. Because I said, I'll take care of that. And I did. I kept my promise and I was able to retire her from her job because her goal was as important as mine. So when you say what is success, it was me being able to keep a promise to a woman who had to sacrifice so much while I was on this journey called the Forex market. Mm. That's more success to me.
Give us some motivation for that trader right now that may feel stuck, that may feel discouraged and feel like giving up with trading. What would you say to that trader right now, bro?
Man, I am a product of 7 years of struggle. Most people would have quit a few months into the first year. That success that I had just last year, because last year was like my first profitable year, and it was wildly profitable, even though I still made a bunch of mistakes, made that 7 years well worth it, because now I know that this year is going to be even better next year. I'm set for life basically, because I have a skill now that I took the time to go ahead and just continue to do. So my advice would just be, don't quit, just transition to find maybe something else that works for you. If you're in a group and you've been in that group for 6 months and it's just not clicking, it don't mean Forex isn't for you. It means that group isn't for you, and that's fine. It don't mean that group is a scam. It just means that ain't how you trade. That's not, for you. That's cool. No need to bash them. Find somebody else. Try again until you find what clicks for you. Or you might have to go out on your own and just really dig into them charts and find something that works for you. That's what I had to do. So I would just say, man, don't quit. Because really, that's the only reason people ain't successful in Forex, is that they eventually quit versus somebody like myself. I just did not quit. That's the only difference. Like, we talking about years and years and years of just straight L's. Like, that was me. And then two, I would just say, don't compare yourself to anybody else, because that's hard to do in the social media era, is you see this person. Don't go to my channel and be like, man, I'm trying to make profits like that. Like, don't worry about all that. Just worry about getting the strategy down. But don't compare your success to mine. Your time will come when it's supposed to come, and it'll come how it's supposed to come. Don't quit, and don't look at the next person's pockets and be trying to catch up to them. Just do your thing. Stay in your lane.
If there's anything that you would share to a new beginner in developing trading, and you've already shared a lot, but if it's anything that we miss and something that's on your heart that you really believe that new beginner in developing traders that's trying to get profitable and stay profitable, they need to do and they need to focus on to get there. Anything that you feel you haven't talked about, I want to give you the opportunity to share that now.
Well, fantastic. In terms of the newbies, a lot of the things I'm saying here, it's not going to make sense to you if you've been training for less than 5-6 months, because you haven't failed enough. That's just the truth. You have to understand that we do have an academy called Willis University where we have the Forex courses and stuff like that. And I noticed something. The traders who come on the program and make the most amount of money and get the best results are traders who have been trading 2-3 years and have really, really, really suffered. Now they're willing to learn. Most newbies, they just get some information here and there and they think they're good, right? And they're ready to run off. Now, I can't force you to listen to what I've obviously said here. Experience is the best teacher. So what I'm going to advise most newbies to do is this. Test out everything you want to test out as quickly as possible. If you're going to fail, fail fast and fail forward. Do it as quickly as possible so that your mind can be open to how things are done properly. My mind wasn't open to how things are done properly until I'd gotten to a point whereby I was tired of depositing and not seeing any results. You have to get to that point. Once you do get to that point, then you can then start obviously saying, okay, I bet you this, yeah, people are going to come back to this interview 5-6 months from now and be like, okay, let me actually, it's time for me to listen to what this nigga guy was actually saying that day. Like, hey, let me listen. It's going to make more sense to a lot more people 6 months down the line because they would have had more blown accounts. No offense to anybody, but I'm just saying, guys, I've been there. Like, I know the journey. I know the journey. You can't cheat the journey. It's just the way it is, right? Especially because that's just the way the mind works. Only very few newbies are going to actually take it seriously and be like, okay, I really want to do things the right way. Most people are just going to be like, okay, cool. Okay, you know, but my mentor who drives the Ferrari said this and blah, blah, and a lot of bad habits and stuff like that, right? So allow the bad habits, do whatever you want to do, trade all the pairs, get it out of your system. It's like they tell guys, go out and smash all the chicks you want to smash before you get married. You get what I mean? Because then, only then will you appreciate a loyal woman and what a woman actually brings to the table and the importance of having just one woman. Do you get what I'm saying? So go out there and explore all the strategies you want to explore. Go out there and trade everything you want to trade. Flip the accounts, blow the accounts. Blown accounts are very important because that's exactly when the learning takes place. So like I said to the newbies, please, whatever it is you're doing, explore as quickly as possible. Explore, back test, do everything as quickly as possible so that you can actually begin your journey to prosperity. What I've just said now, very, very vital because people just don't listen. And so you can say anything you want to say from now till tomorrow. Don't do this. If they haven't experienced it for themselves, they just wouldn't listen. Now, for the people who are willing to listen, who are at the point whereby they want to make a change and stuff like that, yes, go ahead and implement the top-down analysis into your trading. It's not a trading strategy. It is an approach. You can use it to analyze anything. I use it to analyze Bitcoin. I use it to analyze all your prices, for goodness. It is understanding price action. Obviously, the entry and exit strategies on there, but first of all, you need to know what exactly is this market doing. So that's what I have to say for to the audience. Shout out to you guys. I love you guys very much, man.
So many people are asking me, Calvin, are you still going to be trading with prop firms given all of this stuff that's going on? And are you still funded? And will you get new challenge accounts? And my answer to all of those questions is absolutely yes. Now, this is my personal opinion. I truly believe that trading for prop firms is still a great way to get that capital up, and you can take some of that capital and put it into your personal account and start building from there. So personally, I just started another funded challenge with Blue Guardian, and the reason I rock with Blue Guardian and the reason I recommend Blue Guardian is for so many reasons. But number one is their ability to offer us a tool that helps us protect ourselves from violating our daily drawdown. The number one reason that traders like you and I fail funded challenges is not because we don't know how to trade, not because we don't have the right strategy. It's simply because we hit our daily drawdown, which means that either we're revenge trading, either we just don't know that we're close to violating our challenge. But all of that stuff is fixed with this one tool that Blue Guardian has available called the Guardian Protector. You simply go into the back office, you set a dollar amount limit or percentage limit, and this Guardian Protector will stop you from breaching your account. It will disable your account for the day. That means no emotions, no nothing, and you can live to trade another day. Now, when I saw this tool, I said, you know what? This is a prop firm that is leveling the playing field. so that we traders can have a good shot at actually passing the challenge to move on to the next stage. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the main reason why I rock with Blue Guardian. Something as simple as that is game changing for the trader that is disciplined, the trader that has a strategy, and the trader that is well prepared to take the challenge. So if that is you, if you're ready, you've been practicing your strategy, you got the data, you've been paper trading, and you are ready, then listen, there's no other prop firm that I would recommend than Blue Guardian. On top of the Guardian Protector, you got 85% payout, which is one of the highest in the industry from day one when you get funded. You also have no restrictions on your trading. You can trade during news. You don't have to set a stop loss. You can hold over the weekend. So many great things with Blue Guardian. So to get 10% off your next challenge, use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. You'll get 10% off your next challenge. And there's a link in the description that you can click to get your funded journey started with Blue Guardian.